This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Sports of the Max. Do you think that there's a case we made that they should take some heat, the 80 Olympic team? For standing on a stage with Donald Trump and being recognized last week? 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Are they being disobedient to a demographic out there? Or are they just being honored by the country? 651-989-9226. Do you have a problem with them standing on a stage with Donald Trump? Or do you support them standing on a stage with Donald Trump and being recognized 40 years later? 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Is it okay that they stand next to him? Or is that a voice of support? And oh my God, no. 651-989-9226. Let's hear some of your genius ideas out there. See, at some point in time, does everything have to be partisan? Does everything have to have something, some ideal attached to it so that you're either this or you're that? Can we not come together on anything anymore in this country? Can we not put the swords down for just a second once in a while and say, yeah, it really doesn't matter if it's Donald Trump or Barack Obama. The point is, in 1980, they did something for this country. And as Rob just told us eloquently, they then, after they won it in 80, went and met with Jimmy Carter. I don't know if there was any blowback back then. I didn't hear of any. But can we not put something aside just for a minute and say, boy, everybody in the country benefited from this? Or does everything have to have a dividing line? If you are this, then you are that. It wears you out, doesn't it? Let's go to Mike and Crystal. Mike, you're on.
How are you doing, Mike?
Good.
Well, you know, here in Diversisota now,
yeah,
we find that if you're a liberal, you can say whatever you want. Now, if they had been invited to go see Mr. Obama and decided not to go because they didn't like his policies, they would have been racist. But because they do go to see Mr. Trump, they're being disloyal to somebody or something.
Ah, so you can't win, you're saying.
Well, not if you're conservative. Yeah. I mean,
and I don't even know if any. To tell you the truth, I don't know if any of these players are conservatives or liberals. I don't know who they voted for.
But
moment is so much bigger than politics. Is my point?
Absolutely. Nobody asks for your political affiliation when you buy a ticket to a hockey game.
No, and that's the beauty of it, right?
Absolutely, and
that's why Jimmy Carter can celebrate it in 1980, and Donald Trump can celebrate it in 2020, and let's have some
absolutely.
Fun.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, one guy, you know, he cheated on his wife in his mind. And the other guy, I mean, everybody knew what he was like when they voted for him or against him.
Gotcha. Thank you for your call, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
651-989-9226. I just think there are certain things that need to stay sacred. Celebrating victories for this country that no one can dispute raises the morale of the country. I don't think those are partisan issues. I think they can stand on whatever stage they want to stand on. And whoever happens to be president, you salute that office salutes you. I think that's a pretty good thing in this country, whether it was Jimmy Carter in 1980 and they sat in the White House with him, and he called them after the game, Herb Brooks told him, this is going to have a bigger impact than you think, Prez. All those things, I think those are good for the country. I think it's okay. Let's go to Tom in 50 Lakes on line 2. Tom, you're on.
Hey, Mike, just wanted to put in my 2 cents worth. I think I had heard that the players might have put on mega hats, and I think that's really more what riled up people, if that was true, what I heard.
Okay, but let's just say they made that choice.
Yep.
When they walked out on the stage, I mean...
I think when you're representing the whole country, I think it's better you don't keep it, you don't have it political. I mean, we're all there to root them on 40 years later. We were there to root them on 40 years ago. And I think it should have just been that they get congratulated by the president, which I think is great. But if they really did put on those hats, I think that kind of crosses the line and makes it more political.
All right, Tom, thank you for your call.
Sure thing.
Let's go to Mike in Grand Forks on line, let's see what line's in. Line one. Mike, you're on.
Let's go to Mike in Grand Forks. Landed the previous
Mike, are you there?
I think that's what the problem.
What do we got? 651-989-9226. I got no idea what happened. 651-989-9226. If you missed that interview with Rod McClanahan, and it was a good one, go to Rewind on radio.com. Just download the radio.com app and use it to listen to podcasts and your favorite hosts on News Talk 830 WCCO. Rewind can take you to the start of the program or to a specific time of the interview. Discover a new way to listen with the radio.com app. 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Were you offended that the Olympic team stood on stage with Donald Trump? Is there anything that we can do anymore with anybody that's a politician that's not perceived as partisan politics? Even if you're celebrating a good moment or whatever, or even if whatever the issue is of the day, you're on the same page with this person and you think it's best for the country, not just best for the politician. Is that okay? 651-989-9226. And by the way, Rob McClanahan was on the Century Point Energy Home Service Plus hotline. So I just wanted to make that clear, and you can check it out on Rewind. He was really good. Let's go to Mike on line one. Mike, you're on.
Hey.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, yeah, I think it's fine that they stand on stage with Trump. I mean, have we confirmed they were wearing mega hats? Do we know that for sure?
Like, I don't recall seeing that, but not as I think about it, I don't know that I ever saw it. I know I heard the clip. I heard some of the clips on radio, on WCCO. I don't know that I ever actually saw the footage of the event.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm fine with them going on stage with them. That's what every championship team is invited to do after they, you know, win their respective championship, and I know this was 40 years down the road, but I'm 100% fine with it, with the caveat they shouldn't be wearing those hats, but until I see proof, you know, I think it's just hearsay.
All right, Mike, thank you for your call. Yeah, the other thing is, I mean, I don't know, is that any more offensive than the people that say, I won't go to the White House because I don't believe in the president's policy? You know, that make the same kind of a statement when they're trying to commend or celebrate a championship, a Super Bowl championship, a baseball, whatever it is. Is that any different? I don't know. 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Can we ever get I think there's a bigger question here. And I think the bigger question is, have we evolved to a place where, unfortunately, we can't celebrate with each other? Unfortunately, everything gets divided. I tell you exactly where we're heading right now. And this is really troubling, I think, to anybody that I think most people kind of stand in the middle and they see things. And that is, we're going to get to a point where we're going to have to pass legislation that you cannot discriminate against somebody at work based on their political affiliation. The same way we do it with sex and race, I think they're going to get to that point. That's how vicious it is right now. And that's a scary place to be for this country. I guess I don't know sometimes. I've long been an advocate that we are at our best place politically right now because people are so charged and motivated and we've been forced to figure out what it is that we believe or don't believe. And I think that's good and that's healthy. It's created, obviously, spirited debate. But I think at least people know where they stand on things, and that's good. But I don't know. There are some things that I still think we have to set aside and say, this is somewhat sacred. These are things where we don't even need to talk about whether or not we reach across the aisles. there are things that we just celebrate together, and we realize no matter what political affiliation we are, it makes the country better because it makes us feel better. 651-989-9226. And such is the 80 Olympic team, and if they're recognized by Donald Trump or Barack Obama or, you know, like you said, Jimmy Carter back in 1980, I think we got to kind of rally around that, don't we? And accept that as being something good and that it has nothing to do with who the sitting president happens to be at that time that they celebrate it. And I think it's so cool that guys get a chance to go, whoever the president is, to be a part of that whole thing. I mean, that's pretty cool, no matter who it is, to see it. I witnessed one time when the Gopher wrestling team went to the White House. I think they went twice. I think they went both times. They won a national championship. But the one time I got to go with meet them out there, and it was really something, because first there was the security, and then you end up on the West Lawn. We weren't in the White House as press corps while they toured the White House. With then President Bush, and eventually the different teams they were recognizing came out on that lawn. The Gopher wrestling team, I believe Oregon State had won it in baseball, and Tennessee had won it in women's basketball, because I remember meeting Pat Summitt, the legendary coach that day. I can't remember who was all recognized that day, but they all came out and sat down, and I don't remember thinking for a nanosecond that this is kind of uncomfortable for those people that don't support Bush. I remember thinking that, you know, Bush and they are kind of on the same team here. They're just celebrating success. And they're pointing out that this is a cool thing that you guys did this, fill in the blank, won the national championship in whatever the sport was. I remember sitting there thinking, they were all sitting in folding chairs, and then out walks the president. That's the only time I've ever seen a president live in my life, in person. And walks out, and he's got a script, and he reads something about each team. And I don't ever remember thinking that there was even a shred of the folks that are sitting around me. And I'm sure there were Democrats mixed in and Republicans. I don't remember ever thinking, oh, my gosh, I bet these people don't want to be here because they don't agree with the president's policy. I don't ever remember thinking that. It felt like a true celebration of something that had gone well for these people, and they were being recognized, and nothing more than that. And I don't remember there being even a trace of partisanship. It was just, hey, you win the championship, and you go to the White House, and whoever happens to be president is there, and you give him a jersey with his name on the back. I don't know what they do with those things. I wonder what they do with those things. You know, they get their name with the number on it, and they're blah, 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 and then I'll give them one. I wonder if they have a little garage sale at the end. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it, a White House garage sale? And you can go get, like, those jerseys, because they can't wear them. I'm sure that Obama's not wearing all these jerseys around his house, right? But anyway, I just remember that was the feeling there. And I don't know where we've gotten turned upside down, where we think that we can't all come together and honor achievement without it being partisan politics. 651-989-9226. Let's go to Mark in Minneapolis. Mark, you're on. Mark, you there? Is he there?
Donald Trump. I'll say
Hang on, Mark. Start again, because we didn't have you dialed up there. Start again.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'll say up front, I'm not a huge fan of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan at all. But I think what people are missing is the whole hat thing. If they've just gone up on stage like it was planned, from what I've read, and then just stood with him, it had not been anything at all. But putting on the hats, because that red hat, because of Donald Trump, has become such an iconic thing and has such a visceral, or gets a visceral response from people on both sides, that's where the problem is, especially since some of the guys didn't put them on at all. So you had some guys wearing the hat, some guys didn't. They were just being handed as they walk up on stage, is what they were saying on the news. So I think it's about the hat.
Okay. How about, you know, Herb Brooks' daughter, Kelly Paradise, got up and said, and I think she was called. I don't even know if she knew she was going to speak or not. I don't know that. And she said, this is my opinion. She said that first. She said, if my dad were here, I think he'd support you.
More power to her. I mean,
do you think that's appropriate, apropos? What do you think?
More power to her. She was speaking her mind. That's great. But
she did say, this is my opinion. She didn't say,
yeah,
this is, you know.
No problem with that. Don't agree with her. Doesn't change my opinion of her or her Brooks or anything.
Yeah.
Just that's fine. But I think the hat thing has become such a symbol, like a lot of other symbols in the country.
Okay.
And people have a very visceral and emotional attachment to their symbols. And I think that red hat has become one of those. And that's the crux of the whole problem.
Okay, gotcha. So if you don't do anything that's symbolic, it's okay, you're saying. Then
for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like Mr. Trump. And they go up there and stand with him, not a problem. Putting on the hats, especially since some did, some didn't. And I'm a little surprised that so many people are saying, well, I didn't hear about that. It was all over social media, pictures everywhere for a couple of days. So that one kind of had me scratching my head. But,
all right, Mark, good phone. Okay, good phone call. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Interesting. And then I guess you get to another question, right? It's another layer. It's, well, should you be allowed to express your opinion at that point? If you happen to support the president and you happen to be standing on stage with him, is it okay to support the president at that moment? That's a fair question, I guess, right? Let's go to Jake on line two. Jake, you're on.
Hey.
Hi, Jake.
Hey, so, I mean, I think everyone's kind of missing the point. They were invited to a campaign rally. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, I'm kind of wondering, like, what do you expect to happen at a campaign rally? Of course, they're going to, you know, get on stage and wear the hats, which I totally disagree. I think they symbolize the campaign, not anything bigger than that. But, you know, as far as them getting on stage, I think they have rights just like the rest of us who, you know, maybe support the president. And I have to tell you, I've been to two of those rallies for President Trump.
Yep.
And they are pretty amazing. I mean, it's
how so? I've only seen clips on TV. How are they amazing?
Well, I mean, you just see the level of security. I mean, I went to the one in Duluth and the one in Rochester, and they shut the whole town down.
Yep.
I mean, and it's just amazing to see. You have to go through a million and, you know, metal detectors and people all over with dogs, and it's just crazy to see that level of attention. And I mean, you know, they did good, and good for them, and I think they deserve to express it however they want, and I don't see anything wrong with going to a rally and supporting the president. They're within their rights to do that, so just my opinion.
Jake, thank you for your call. I think the other part of that is, let's just say that, but appreciate your call.
Yeah.
I think the other part of it is, even if it's a rally, and let's just say you didn't vote for the President Trump, nor do you plan on voting for him. But you still could recognize the moment and say, this might be the only time in my life that I get to stand on a stage with the President of the United States. So even if I don't agree with him, even if I'm not in on his policy, even if I don't plan on voting for him, it's still something. I get to stand on the stage with the President of the United States and tell my grandkids about it. Now that 80 Olympic team literally has grandkids that they can tell that to. I wonder where that fits in the spectrum. I wonder, you know, if you're again, you know, if you go, boy, I don't believe them, but boy, this is, I've never had, even though it's a campaign rally, and but I still get to stand on a stage with a president, and I never even had this on my bucket list, but it's pretty cool, so I think I will. You know, and is it different? I don't know. Is it different to be at a campaign rally? Because does that, in essence, by extension, show that you're supporting someone, as opposed to if you're invited to the White House with Jimmy Carter and you say, well, I don't believe in him, but I'm going to go because he's the president of the United States. I mean, is there any difference there? Just because one's a campaign rally and one's the White House, but if you go to both, and obviously a lot of the guys went to both, does that mean that, because we've seen that not everybody goes to the White House anymore because they don't want their beliefs to be misconstrued. So if you went to both because it's the president of the United States, is that different? I don't know. Amongst the new additions for the Minnesota Twins is Tyler Clipper. He is a relief pitcher that came over from the Cleveland Indians. He's a veteran. He understands the game of baseball. He understands the division that they play in. So I thought this would be a good person to talk to and to bring back and to share it with my Sports to the Max audience. Here now, Tyler Clipper.
The group of guys that we have here It's a special group. I'm, you know, privileged to be a part of it.
When you look at this team and they hit all those home runs last year, what does that do for a pitcher's confidence?
Well, we know we're going to have runs to work with, you know, and a lot of leads to protect, and we're in every ball game, you know, which is nice, you know. So if we're, you know, we're down by five, you know, we got a chance, no matter what inning it is, because there's a lot of firepower in that lineup that can bring us back into games. So, you know, as relievers, we're coming into games, you know, trying to keep the game as close as possible, because we know we can win almost every day.
What do analytics do to this game? You know, as we're kind of coming to terms with it, but it seems like they add new things every year that you guys can look at and detailed information. You're a veteran. How do analytics work with you, and how do you, what's the value? What do you see?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely changed it a lot with you know, the way that the teams structure lineups, the way they use pitchers in different spots, things like that. And we as players have to do our best to use the information to our advantage the best we can, because it can be overwhelming at times. And there's an aspect of it as a player where you have to do stuff based on feel. And not get too clouded into the analytics at times, but just knowing how to use them to your advantage, I think, is the hardest aspect of it for us as players. But if you can do that, it can definitely be helpful and an advantage.
The other thing that I see, and I don't know if this is analytics related or not, is the Twins didn't really have last year in their bullpen, as the season wore on a little bit more, you know, defined roles. It was kind of like based on that night, that field, that those analytics, whatever. Does that matter to a pitcher much? Is it just come in game ready, or do you like to know, hey, I got the eighth inning, I got the seventh inning? Does that matter?
Yeah, I think a little bit of continuity helps where you have established roles. I think that can be helpful. As you know, with that being said, you have to do the best you can with your routine and your preparation to be ready for different spots. I mean, listen, it's a long season, so some guys are going to be available, some guys aren't. Some guys are going to have to step into a situation that they might not be used to. If certain guys aren't available that day, you know, with the three batter minimum, we're not going to have that ability to you know, come in and face a guy, pitch the next day, come and face a guy, you know, and pitch multiple days in a row, because we need rest. You know, there's going to be a lot more pitches thrown from everybody, so we're going to have to, everyone's going to have to step up, pitch in different roles, and we understand that, and it's not that much different from the norm, but I think we're all prepared to do some of that stuff.
And last, this division. There it is, Tyler Clippard. You have to wait to find out what he thinks of the division, maybe my next broadcast, because I can't give you everything at one time when I get a Twins pitcher like that. I've got to tease some of it. I've got to bring it forward a little bit. Blake Hoffarber played for the Minnesota Gophers. It was a monumental loss last night. They've collapsed three straight times at Williams Arena. What does that do for you? We'll visit with Blake Hoffarber about just that. When we come back, Sports to the Max and News Talk 830 WCCO. Mike Max with you for Catholic United Financial. You've heard terms like social responsibility and social good. Some might say they're overused marketing terms. Not at Catholic United Financial. Why? because that's how they started the business over 140 years ago, 142 to be exact, and they are still in play today. People helping people. And isn't that the definition of social responsibility? They pooled their money together, bought life insurance, and then in times of need, you were able to take something out if you came upon some hard times. What a way to build it right here in Minnesota. $600 to start it, now a billion-dollar company. That ain't bad, folks. That ain't bad. And when you sit down with them, you'll find out. You know, life expectancy is much longer now than it was when we were growing up. So life insurance rates have changed and more affordable. You can check that out. You can check out their annuities. You can check out supplemental medical insurance if you're 65 or better. And you can check them out anytime. CatholicUnitedFinancial.org/MikeMax. Catholic United Financial, every step, every journey, they are there for life.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.